Okay, so I know it's after Purim, but we're not done with Purim.
Still
Chodesh Adar. And it's hard to pull out. Once you get cooked in it, as you'll see what with the topic, it's a play on words for our topic. It's very hard to pull oneself out of Purim. Let's begin like this. There are a few things which we know already. We've spoken about this, not just this year, but in previous years. The very famous Chiddush Taos of the Taurus Moshe and Sefer Taurus Moshe, that Haman had the din of a Jew. On the pasuk of Asher Higidlo Asher Hu Yehudi, that Mordechai was telling everybody that Haman is a Jew. He's a Nebuchadnezzar to me. He has the status of a Jew. This means to say that every single Jew has a chelik in Torah, we know. If that's the case, and Haman is a Jew, must mean that he also has a chelik in Torah. So what is Haman HaRasha's chelik in Torah? Seems like funny to ask that. But we'll see, Mirtz Hashem. So to know, to get to the bottom of this, let's begin with learning some Yoredeya. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, and Daf Samech Ches and Mebeis, there's a very odd sugya, which is Simin Kuf Dalet in Shulchan Aruch, which talks about an achbir, a weasel, which falls into a cup of beer or vinegar. And the Gemara wants to know whether or not it's notein tam l'shvach or notein tam l'fgam. Meaning, will it make the drink aser because it has a good tam, or not? And Rav Kahana said that he once paskin that it was aser, and the Gemara wants to know why. And in the end, the Gemara seems to be mechalik between two types of achbers: an achber de masa and an achber de davra. Is it a rural or urban weasel? Seems to be like one of the oddest sugis in Shas. As if it makes for a difference. As if anybody's going to drink a cup where a weasel falls into it. Well, it could make for a difference if it was a barrel, whatever it is. Of course, it can make a halachic nafkamina.
Maybe say it's vinegar.
Yeah, if it falls into a cup of vinegar or beer. That's what Gemara wants to know.
They put like roads into tequila sometimes.
Oh, very right. So it's interesting. The Gemara says that an achbara de davra is will be noitin tam l'shvach because it's ola al shulchan malachim, the Gemara says. Because they use it on shulchan malachim. So the Rosh here, this is in the fifth parak of Avodah Zarah, Simen Yud Aleph, he asks Tema. He says, the whole sug is a wonder. The high shechir v'chal de l'kaman tzaynin hein. We're talking about a cold drink. Lamer nesu b'nefilas achbar. Why should it become aser if an achbar falls in? We know the klal is that if cold falls into cold, you can just pull it out. Let's say a fly, it's really a mosquito. A zvuv is a mosquito. If a mosquito would fall into a cup of wine, would it be aser? We have testimony from Haman the Rasha, Megillah of Gimel Amid Beis, Shekach Nagu. He says, is in his Lashon Hara B'Klai Yisrael, he says to Achashverosh, Nohogu Vizarku Vishose, that if a fly or a mosquito falls into your cup of wine, they'll take out the mosquito and drink. But if you touch it, and you're a guy, they won't drink it. That was his Lashon Hara against Klai Yisrael. And the Rosh uses Haman's testimony that if a zvuv falls into a cup of wine, as proof to his kasha, that how can the Gemara even contemplate if a weasel falls into a cup of vinegar or whiskey, that it should become aser? Rasha, Haman HaRasha, says Nishtazai. You see an amazing thing from here. The first thing we see from here is that Haman is a man domar. He has something to say. And he's our proof. which suggests to us that this din of zvov nafal esoch kos yayin is ma'od ma'od shayach to the chiluk of Torah which belongs to Haman. Now, before we proceed, let's just discuss this halacha l'maisa, because it's going to go up. It's going to come up. So his kasha is, what's going to be? And this is how the Rosh paskins. He says that Elamai, the Gemara's case, where it's talking about the achbar, the weasel, is talking about a case where it fell into the cup of whiskey or vinegar and sat there for me'es le'es, which is a period of time, right, which the poskim say is 24 hours. And it's as if kimbavushal. It's able to absorb by sitting for 24 hours, like as if it was cooked with it. That's the chiddush of the Rosh. We're talking here about a case of kavush. It's called kavush. It means that it's submerged. So really, according to the Rosh, there's no difference between a zvov and an achbar. It's just that Hamel was talking about a case where it wasn't kavush. And here the achbar is talking about a case where it is kavush. Now the Rambam learns differently. The Rambam learns there's a difference between wine and vinegar and beer. Vinegar and beer, if an achbar or a zvov falls in, there's a shaila. Will it give it tam b'shvach or not? But if it falls into wine or shemen, which the Rambam says these are called mashkin mivusamim, but they have to have a good scent, a good taste, they're very delicate, then it's no tain tam lefgam. So as according to the Rosh, there's no difference between a zvov and an achbar. It really depends on how long it sits in the beverage. And there's no difference between the beverages either, according to the Rosh. According to the Rambam also, there's no difference between a zvov and an achbar. The difference is what it does it fall into. Does it fall into mashke mevusam or not mashke mevusam? And the Rashba and the Mordechai, according to the Rakeach, they learn that there's a difference fundamentally between a zvov and an achbar. That an achbar is not so terrible, but a zvov is davar shenafsho shel kol adam katzah behen. That nobody likes it. That a mosquito is the worst. And since everybody is katzah behen, nobody likes it. And if it falls in, all you need to do is take it out, like Haman said. So according to the Mordechai and the Rashba, there's a fundamental difference between a zvov and an achbar. So again, just to recap, according to the Rosh, there's no difference between the two cases at all. It's just a matter of metzias. Is it kavush or is it not kavush? According to the Rambam, there's no difference between a zvov and an achbar. The difference is between what it falls into. Does it fall into wine or does it fall into beer? But according to the Mordechai and the Rashba, the difference is there's a fundamental difference between a zvov and an achbar. So, this is Siman Kof Dalet and Siman Kof Vav in Shulchan Aruch. Now what's interesting is like this. Bechlal, a malek has a shaykhis to the Inyan of Kos. To the Inyan of Kosos. Because the pasuk says, Ki yad al kes ka. That a malek has their hands concealing the letters Yud Kei of Hashem's name. Kos is a lashon of Kos. They have their hands on the cup. They have their hands on the cup. What's interesting is that Chazal, I think we mentioned this at the Purim Seder, Chazal say that an Adam is nicker bekoso, bekiso, or bekaso, which is a play on words for his pocket, which is his money, his kaas, his anger, and also how he drinks. Kiso, kaaso, koso. We have three kaases here, three chav samachs, yeah? So Chav Samech is Gematria 80. They have three of them. So 80 times 3 is Gematria 240. 240 is Gematria Amalek. Amalek. 3 times 80 is 240. 240 is Gematria Amalek. So therefore, Kiso, Kaso, Koso, which is three Chav Samechs, is Gematria Amalek. Now, Haman especially identifies with all three things. Because Haman was a man of Kaso, by Yimali Haman Chema. He was a man of Kiso, he was the wealthiest person in the world. And he's also a man of Koso, because he was the Sahamashkin. at the Suda of Achashverosh. So he's literally the example of this. We find this also by Rosh Hashanah. We've spoken about this in previous years. That Rosh Hashanah is called Bakeser Liyom Chagenu, which means there's a concealment of Rosh Hashanah. There's a klipa which conceals the yontav of Rosh Hashanah. So we explain, where does that kisui come from on Rosh Hashanah? That kisui comes from Amalek, which is why Bakeser Liyom Chagenu is also Gematria Amalek. Because Amalek is this kas. Anything which has to do with the concealment of Hashem, that relates to Amalek. And that's why at this time of world, Anoichi Haster Astir Panai, that's Kufa in history, where there was a concealment of Hashem's face, that was because there was a Haman. That there was a Haman who was second in command. And when there's a concealment of Hashem's face, that means that there's Haman and Amalek are present. Not only that, do we know that Haman has a Sheikhis and Amalek has a Sheikhis to Kosos, but also to a Zvuv. Amalek is called a Zvuv, the Sfarim say. The Baal HaTorim brings a very nice remez on Ksov Zos Zikaron Basefer Sim Ba'oznei Yoshua. Zikaron Basefer Visim Ba'oznei is Rashi Teva Zvuv. So in the pasuk which speaks about the destruction of Amalek, there's Rashi Teva Zvuv. So Zvuv has to do with Amalek. In fact, the Megillah begins Vayihi Bimei Achashverosh. Yeah.
There's nothing to do with Amalek themselves. That pasuk is talking about when they're fighting Amalek.
Right. It's a destroyed Zvuv. Yeah. That's what it means.
The destruction of the
Zvuv, yeah. Is actually the Gematria Zvuv b'miluo. Right? So if you take, the Megillah begins with the word Zvuv. Zvuv b'miluo. Now, Haman has a connection to a Zvuv. First of all, he comes from Amalek. But secondly, we know, it says in the Medrash, Bereishis Rabba, Hey Tess, it says, Arura ha'adama bavurecha. That the ground will be cursed. And the Gemara says, this refers to zavuvim v'yitushim, to mosquitoes and flies. So you see that a zavuv is called an arur. And this connects to Haman, who's called Arur Haman. That in the same way that a zavuv is called arur, Haman is also called arur. Now, how do we get to a kos yayin? Because Bnei Yisrael were in Golis for Yayin Shana. And Achashverosh threw a party, a mishta, of mishta yayin after Yayin Shana, 70 years, in order to celebrate the fact that Bnei Yisrael were done with. Okay, so here you have a kos, you have a zvuv, and you have yayin. Now Achashverosh calls out Vashti to come to the Suda. And the Medrash says in Esther Abba, Perek Imo, it says, Amar Lohem Oso Tipesh, referring to Achashverosh, Kli She'oso Ish Mishtamish Bo, the vessel, the Kli, the cup, the kos which I use, Eina Lomadis V'la Parsis Ela Kastis. I don't use a Persian or Median cup, I use Kastis. Mevakshi Natam L'Rosa, you want to see her? I mean, they were all drinking wine, and they were all talking about, everybody had a cup of wine which was from their nationale. And he says, you know what? I have an awesome cup of wine. Her name is Vashti. You want to see her? And he called out his cup of wine, Chazal say. Which means to say that we learn from Achashverosh himself that a person's wife is called his cup of wine. We know from other places she's called Lechem, but she's also called cup of wine. And what happens? Vashti says, I'm not coming out. So Achashverosh turns to Haman and says, okay, what's the halacha? What are we going to do? So what's this whole chain of events going on over here? So what's going on is like this. Achashverosh wants his cup of wine. And what happens is Vashti says, I'm not coming. That's called being pogim the cup of the melech. We said before that this is a vuv and a yitushim. Yitush is the osios Vashti. The fact that Vashti didn't come up was the equivalent of a yitush falling into the cup of wine of the melech. She spoiled the cup of wine. So now who is the king going to turn to know the halacha for this? He turned to Haman. This is his din. He says, Haman, what's the halacha? Right? So what would you expect Haman to say? Haman's going to say, she's okay. You could drink from it. Because the halacha is, zok peyo v'shoseyo. If a zvuv or yutish falls in, you could keep her, you could still drink from her. She's not possible because of this. That's why it says that he turned to Haman. It's a remez, nice remez in the pasuk. It says, "Bayom hashvi'i kitov lev hamelach bayayin." Right? Tov is gematria zvuv. So kitov lev hamelach bayayin means that the zvuv is in the ayin. Ketov lev hamelech bayayin. The tov is in the yayin. The zvuv is in the yayin. So what does it say right after that? Amar lemahuman. He asked Haman. Mahuman is Haman. And also Mahuman is Haman.
Both
Haman. So that's why he asked Haman. Since the zvuv is in the wine, he turns to Haman and says, "No, Amar lemahuman. What's going on over here? What's the halacha?" So he's supposed to paskin that she's okay to drink. No big deal. But he doesn't paskin that. Because it comes up with a whole mishigas. He says, "Oh, you're right. That really should be the halacha. But what's going to be of kavod hamalchus? Lahavzayis balehen beinehen, kedai bizayon bakotzef. It's going to be a big chil Hashem. You have to put her to death." So really what? Me'ikir hadin, the king turned to her to find a schus for her. Because he knew Haman would paskin what? That the cup is mutter, he could still drink from her. But because he turned it into a whole international affair, and he says this is not just about the king's cup, this is about the whole world. So Mamela, he put it to death. It's interesting, even the Lashonas which he uses, Haman, Lahavzais ba'alehen, kidai bizayin. This is from the Lashon of Zvuv, a buzz. It's a play on words, buzz, right? Bzz.
I'll take a buzz.
Yeah? Right? Get buzz in the drink, yeah. Anyways, Haman was asked by Ahasuerus to paskin l'shitasa. But he turned it into an international affair, and Mimela Vashti was put to death because it was a yitish enough of b'chos ha-melech. Since it's the kos ha-melech and everybody's going to mess up because of this, she deserves to die.
He didn't choose halacha.
Huh?
So he picked and chose halacha.
No, he didn't pick and choose halacha. He found a loophole in the halacha to put her to death. Then instead of being melamed tzchus on her, he found a loophole to be melamed choiv on her. Now, what's interesting is that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is mida k'neged mida. Now, what happens when it's time for Haman? What happens when it's time for Haman? It says that Haman and Achashverosh were invited to a mishta. Imal ha-melech tov, yavo ha-melech v'haman ha-yom el ha-mishta. And at this mishta, the second mishta, she accuses Haman of trying to wipe out her people. The king needs to cool off. He goes outside. He's come back in. V'hinei Haman neifel al-hamita asher Esther aleha. Haman is a zvuv. Esther is the coast of the king. The zvuv is in the cup of the king. Yeah? Are we with me? Is that not the zvuv is in the cup of the king? And now what? Haman is omi levakish al nafsho. So the pasuk says. What do you think he's saying, Haman?
What's the halacha?
Oh, what's the halacha? But the king, how can you kill me? The halacha is zorkehu v'shoisehu. She's not puzzled to you. Okay, I'm on the bed with her. But still, she's still mutter to you. That's the din. Haman is oimid al nafshoi, which means his chelik of Torah on his nefesh. Levakish al nafshoi. What about the din? Now, mida k'neged mida is going to get nailed. Because in the same way, he paskin on Vashti, he made it into an international affair. So too, the king's going to turn it on him too, to find a way so that he should be lamed choiv on him also.
This time it's the fly. This time it's the zvub he's getting rid of. Last time it was the coast he was getting rid of. Last time he got rid of the coast, wasn't the coast Vashti?
The coast was Vashti, yeah.
This time the zvub is Haman. So he's going to take it out of the zvub. Last time he took it out of the coast, this time he's getting rid of the zvub.
No. Last time he took it out of Vashti because the coast became puzzle. It became treif. Here, Haman wants to say, no, the kos is not possible. You can still drink from her. I mean, I wasn't metame the wife of the melech. In which case,
if he were to be going like Haman's previous psak, then he would be killing Esther.
Right.
Yidavka doesn't go like the previous psak of Haman. He says no, the host is good, so he doesn't kill Esther.
Okay. So you're asking. I think you're asking a good point. You're saying if he's going to be Matami the host, he should have to kill Esther also.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Very good. So we'll come to that mitzvah. Okay. I hope we have time. Now the zvul falls into the cup of the king, and Haman is saying, "L'shita si, you know my halacha. I'm okay." Right? This is almost again. Merim is in the pasuk. Im hamamelech tov yavo hamelech v'haman hayom el hamishta. Again, you have the word tov, which is gematria zvov, and it says el hamishta. It's in the cup. Right? She invites the zvov into the cup. That's what she was doing. Now, what does the king say? What is the king's response? He says, Haman is omid al nafsha, levakish al nafsha. What about the dinas like me? What does he say? Hagam lichvash es hamalka imi bebayis. What is he paskin? What does it mean, hagam lichvash? Come on, Chaver. Huh? Kavosh! Kavosh! He says, what about the Shita Sarosh? Shita Sarosh is that if it's kavosh, then even a zvuv in the cup, you're done. Hagam lichvash es hamalki imi bebayis. The halacha is like the rush. I pass him like the rush. That's why they chopped off his head. Yeah? Because the halacha is like the rush. Halacha is like the rush. Now.
What was the pasuk again?
Hagam lichvosh es hamalka imi bebayis. How do you know that Achashverosh is into these guys? Because the halacha is me'is la'is. And what happened the first time, by the way, with the whole thing with Vashti? Who did the king call to find out first before he spoke to Haman about what the halach is? Liyodeha itin. People who know the ace. I mean that they know the me'ez la'ez. They know the halach of kavosh. So originally the king tried to get away with not having to kill Vashti because he wanted to say it's not kavosh, it's not me'ez la'ez. That's why he called to the liyodeha itin. When he turned to Haman, who he thought was going to paskin that way, he turned the 360 on him. And he said, no, boom, sending it the other way. It's an international problem. I have to put it to death. Now like this. Mordechai, we know, Chazal say, is the neshama of Moshe. And Moshe is the opposite of Haman. That when it came time when Bnei Yisrael sinned in the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu, although Me'ikar Hadin, the halacha should have been against Klai Yisrael, he always found a schus for Klai Yisrael. Whereas by Haman, he put Vashti to death because he made this particular case into an international issue. Moshe did the same thing, but to save Bnei Yisrael. That when they were choyte by the Chet HaEgel, Moshe said, Lama Yomer Mitzrayim, Lema Baro HaYitziyam, what about the Goyim, what are they going to say? What about the Kavod HaMalchus? What about the Chilul Hashem involved? So the Das of Moshe and the Das of Haman are the same, but exactly the opposite. That's what it means, the Gemara says, that Haman knew the death of Moshe, but he didn't know Leidas Moshe. The death of Moshe meant that he knew how to use the Das of Moshe to put people to death. But Leidas Moshe, to use the Koach of Moshe to make people get alive, to resuscitate them, to give them Chaim, he didn't know that. But Mordechai knew that. Mordechai knew how to use the Das of Moshe. He knew Leidas Moshe, which means to say, how to turn the biggest Rishayim, how to turn the biggest Chi of Misa into the biggest Chaim. That's what it means that Mordechai is Yoshev Bishar HaMelech. That Shar always means at the Mishpat. He sat at the gates of Mishpat to find Chusim for everybody. Like we said in last time's share, that he knew how to be Metahir Sheretz Min HaTorah. Right? That Haman, this Sheretz, he knew how to be Metahir him. This applies here as well. That he found this chus even for Haman. How so? Because we said before that there's one shita who holds that is zvuv, and that is zvuv is different than an achbar because a zvuv is nafsha shel kol adam kotzer behen. So therefore, fundamentally, is a zvuv different than an achbar? So if a zvuv falls in, you can just take it out of your cup and there's no problem. So that's exactly what he wanted to do to find his chus for Haman. Haman's a Jew. And he wanted to use and teich the din of Haman to save Haman from his demise. So what did he say? He said like this, a zvuv doesn't have any tam. Whereas an achbar does have tam, a zvuv doesn't have any tam. So that's why you can take it out. Even if it's kavush, you could still take it out and it's fine. Because if it doesn't have any tam, you could sit there for 10 years and it won't make it possible. Because the shita of the Rajba is, and the Rekeach, that a zvuv doesn't have any tam. Ah, this is the shita's Mordechai. This is the Mordechai who quotes the Rekeach. Because Mordechai paskins that his vov doesn't have any tam. And the lashon of the Bach is, and I'm not sure if this is the lashon of the Rekeach and the Mordechai, I didn't see it inside. But the lashon of the Bach is, shehazvov hu ke'itz ba'ama. Well, zvov is like an eitz. It's no different than an eitz. So this is perhaps the reason why that Mordechai hung Haman on an eitz. Lefarsume milsa, to show everybody. The halacha is that a zvov is ke'etz.
Wasn't Mordechai under the mitzvah? Huh? Wasn't Charvona said it and then the king
did it? Okay, we'll get the Charvona. That Mordechai and Charvona said, put him on the eitz. To teach you that the reason why a zvov, you could be taken out and you can drink the cup, it's not because of kavush. It's because a zvov is ke'etz. It doesn't have any tam like an eitz. And that's why it's mutter. And that's the halacha that he wanted to be mafarsim. That a zvov is ke'etz. And that's where it was in the Pasuk, right? Doirish toiv la'amoy. Toiv is gematria zvov. He knew how to darshan the halacha of the zvov. But it says, Vayomer Charvona, Echa min hasarisim, lifnei ha-melech, gam hinei ha-eitz. So echad min is gematria zvov kos. Yeah? Gam hinei is also gematria zvov kos. And then it says ha-eitz. That the zvov in the kos is like an eitz. And that's why he hung him on the eitz. And that's why Charvona gave the eitzah. In order to find his chus, because Charvona is Elio. And Elio was able to find his chus for every Russian Klal Yisrael, Chazal say. So Charvona, like Mordechai, they knew the das of Moshe to find his chus, even for Haman, to hang him on an eitz, to show the whole world, internationally, that his zvuv can eitz. And by the way, that's how we paskin. The halach in Shulchan Aruch is that we paskin that his zvuv is ke'etz. We paskin like the Rashba and the Mordechai B'Shem HaRokeach, that his zvuv, you could take it out of your cup and drink it, no problem, no matter how long it sits in there. That's how the Machaber paskins. And interestingly, the Ramah writes, the Lashon of the Ramah writes, Shekein haminhag pashit ve'ein l'shanas min haminhag. Kedivei ha-machmir. Even though there are people who are machmir, this is the minhag pashit, and you can't change the minhag. It's mamash crazy. He's getting all stark and worked up on this. Why is he getting so worked up about this halacha? You know why? Where did the other time you find, which is the makar for all places where the Ramah writes that the minhag you have to be careful on minhagim. You know where it is? It's in Hilchos Purim, Simin Tafresh Tzadi, Halacha Yud Zayin, which is Gematria Zvuv. Okay? Halacha Zvuv. It says there in that halacha, it says, Mizeh Nishtarbiv HaMinhag Shemakim Haman Kishakorin HaMagila Bebeis HaKnesses Ve'ein Levatel Shum Minhag Olil Lagalav Ki Loi Lachin HaMogvu. Don't touch any minhagim, he says.
The same like proof for Haman?
Huh? That in the same way that the hakah of Haman, which has to do with Mechias HaMolek, which has to do with Tikkun HaMolek, Tikkun of Haman, he writes, don't be mevatel mevanze any minhagim. It's not batel. It's the same thing he writes also when it comes to his vov in the cup. Haminag pashat ve'in l'shanas min haminag. You can't change the minhag because the mamash, the two things are hainuach. Now the other shita is, as we mentioned before, is the shita Sarambam. The shita Sarambam is, what's interesting by the way, the halacha of achbar is in Simen Kuf Dalid. That's also a remiss to the eitz, because we said before that the Arizal says that the eitz is the letter Kuf. And we said a few shirim ago that this Kuf is the Kutza Shal Dalid of the Echad, right? So Kuf Dalid, right? Even the Simen Kuf Dalet is a remez to the eighth. That's the Yoredeya Simen Kuf Dalet. Now, the Shitas HaRamam is that there's a difference between Yain and Sheikhar. And this will make a difference as to what Mendy was talking about, as to why the halacha should be by Vashti Azoy and by Esther Azoy. Vashti, we said she's a Yitush. She falls into the cup of the king. And the king says, okay, halacha is she's dead. We have to kill her. right? We have to kill her. Which means that she was Matami the Kos of the king. So according to the Rosh, according to the Rambam, what was the difference between the case of Achbar and Zvov? It's not that there was a difference between Achbar and Zvov. They're the same. Rather, the difference is whether it's Yain, which is a Kos Mavusam, Mashke Mavusam, or if it's Sheikha V'Choymetz, which is not. Now, Sheikha V'Choymetz is considered to be the Bechin of a Rasha, whereas Yain is the Bechin of a Tzaddik. A Rasha, the Gemara calls a Chometz Ben Chometz, somebody who's been vinegarized. He's considered to be wasted. Sheikha, beer, right, is also considered to be from Sa'urim. Sa'urim is Rishoyim, it's Bechina of Behema, Machal Behema. So Vashti is considered to be Sheikhar. That's why it's called Shushan Habira. Bira is Russian beer, right? Shushan Habira. So Mamela, she was killed because she fell into a cup of Sheikhar. The coast that the Melech was holding was Sheikhar V'chometz. That's what she's Merumas on. That's the cup of wine that she's Bechina of. Whereas Esther, the Tzadekis, she's a Bechin of Yayin. She's a Tzadekis. She's a Kos Vavusam, as the Megillah is made on her. Shisha Chadashim B'Shemen Hamor. V'Shisha Chadashim B'Besamen. Right? She had 12 months of being Mavasim herself. So the reason why Esther is saved when Zvuv of Haman falls into the cup of the Melech, whereas Vashti is not when Vashti falls into this cup, which is this Yitush, because there's a difference fundamentally according to the Rambam between Yain, which is Mufusam, and Sheikha V'chometz, which is not. And this, by the way, is the secret as to why we drink on Purim Ad L'Yada. It says, Chai V'nish L'Besume. L'Besume means that you have to be Mavasim yourself. Because everybody has a Zvov inside of them, which is the Yitzhara. And you don't want your Yitzhara to have an effect on you, to passel you. So if you make yourself Mavusam by drinking Yayin, so then you become immune. You become immune to the point that the Zvul can't metame you, can't pass you. So the person has to make himself levesume, just like Esther made herself levesume, and she didn't become possible to the king. And by doing so,
it worked.
By doing so, it's also a schus as well for Klal Yisrael. That in the same way that Haman was able to be Dorish Toiv La'amoy, Chazal say that in the schus that he was Ladas Es Shleim Esther, that in the schus that he was Dorish one Jew, which is Esther, to find a schus for her, he was able to find a schus for all of Klal Yisrael. Ladas is Gematria Dorish, that he was Dorish Toiv La'amoy. In the same way, we know that Mordechai found a schus for Esther, then it would seem that because she lives with Achashverosh, she should become possible to Mordechai forever, but he didn't. She wasn't. He found a schus. Chazal says she always came back. She kept coming back to Mordechai. That he found a way in halacha in order to be matter her, and also to be matter all of Klal Yisrael. And that's why Klal Yisrael left Golis, and it really all comes back to Haman. That through this din of Zvuv, which is Nofel Besoch HaKos, if you can find a heter for Haman, that the Zvuv doesn't passel the Kos, right? That also means that Achashverosh doesn't passel Esther. And that also means that the Goyim don't passel Klal Yisrael. And through the halacha of Haman, that Mordechai interpreted it that way, that the Zvuv doesn't passel the Kos, and therefore the Zvuv is okay, and therefore the Kos is okay, Bnei Yisrael were able to leave Golis. Because the coast didn't become Tamid. Which means to say that Klal Yisrael, although they would go amongst the Goyim, and the Goyim are Metamias and the Metamias, right, there's not really a real Tumah. The coast is not really possible. And Mimila, this was a schus for all of Klal Yisrael to live. That's a schus for Haman. That's why when you drink Ad Lo Yada, you say Baruch Haman. Because Ad Lo Yada means you go to a place where you don't understand. It means to the place where there's no Tam, where there's no understanding of anything. That's like the Mordechai. The Mordechai says the reason why the Zvuv doesn't make it become possible, it's because Leslei Tama, it doesn't have any Tam. Leslei Tama is like saying Ad Lo Yada. That when you drink to the points of Ad Lo Yada, the Lesbe Tama, there's no Tam, then Mordechai gives you his Baruch and you can say even Baruch Haman. So I mean that from this din of Zvuv, which is Chelkel Shohama Matayra, Klal Yisrael have a Tahara, which is why Haman's death happened on the second day of Pesach, which is the beginning of the counting of the Omer. Because the Zayar says that the whole counting of the Omer has to do with Taharas Yisrael. That we count Shiva Nikim, we show that like a sota, that she's really Tahor and kosher to her husband, until we come to Shavuos, which is the Chibur, between Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So everybody has a chelek in Torah. Now you know Haman's chelek in Torah. And Mr. Hashem should be able to zecha to achieve and to understand our own chelek in Torah. And with that, to be zecha with Taras and Shal Yisrael, B'Yitzchak Tzedek, Amen.